The more you know about human nature, the more you will be interested in the first principle. In this way, you can, you know, encourage your practice. But if you confuse the first principle with the second principle, then, or if you desire teaching, it doesn't help you so much. Hi. Include what?
Get sometimes the food based on the world and get something to take back. What is it in practice?
Practice. Doesn't practice, first of all. Doesn't practice for us. What is the purpose of doesn't practice? That is something I'm talking about so many times. But, you know, why it is difficult for you to improve your understanding is you listen to our lectures day by day without remembering what I said before, you know, without accepting clearly what I mean. So, your mind is always and moreover, you don't have to remember what I say. Many times I say. But what I mean is, if you, when you listen to my lecture, and when you say, yes, that is the point. When you say, yes, you accept it, that is it. And it means that your mind is open, and your ears are open. Then, more and more, you will be able to understand the teaching. But you are much better than usual. Japanese people, you know, when some teacher come and give lecture, you know, so then I say, oh, she is very good. She gives a very good lecture. It comes on me so interesting. So, someone like me has very difficult time. because I cannot give any interesting lecture. Communication starts by understanding your own understanding about people. Even though you want them to understand you, you know, it is. Unless you understand people, it is almost impossible. That you think about. Only when you understand people, they may understand you. Or even though you do not say anything, if you understand people, there is some communication. Think of your eyes. This is good enough. It is very difficult for me to do this. You see? That is maybe perfect communication.
I was asking, the question I have is, how can we communicate better with ourselves, not with other people? Sometimes we have difficulties.
That is because of your hasty, you know, you are not patient, you know. Anyway, it is impossible to have perfect understanding, to feel good about yourself. Whether you feel good or bad, you know, that is the communication. That is you. You cannot improve, you know, improve you instantaneously. Even though you stay at the Sahara 3-4 years, maybe it is difficult to accept your practice here, and it should be so. And if you try to accept yourself so easily, then there is something wrong with your practice. In such case, you should, you know, think about the first principle. It is you that you, it is you who feel bad, that you yourself is not bad, and your practice is not bad. But because you have to, because of your desire, you feel bad. Desire means to expect something which you cannot. That is desire, the terminology of desire. We have that kind of desire. As long as we know completely about this kind of desire, about this kind of desire, you cannot be patient enough to accept. Your mind cannot be wide enough to accept your bad practice. I feel as if, you know, as if you are always trying to feel good, you know. Always. But I am not. I rather feel better when I don't feel good. If I feel good, I think, oh, I must be careful. I shouldn't feel suffering. This is the kind of, I feel, some selfish, selfishness in me. You feel much more stable when you are not so happy. Happy, but my happiness is not that kind of happiness. My happiness is to suffer with people and to enjoy with people. Maybe to suffer more than people and to enjoy less than people. It's real happiness. Even though I feel in that way, as we are very selfish, actually, maybe if I hope, if I am trying to feel less happy, then maybe fair, equal. If I think I divided both on them, just I cut both on them, just what? It is very difficult to be fair. And even though I think I didn't take this one, maybe I have this one in my hand. That is in a nature. So only when we try not to take this one, maybe we can be fair with people. So to know human nature is very important. Without knowing what is hunger, what is selfishness, it is almost impossible to help others. When you know what is hunger, what is thirst, what is love, have difficulty to love some people, then you can help people. That is how we study the first principle. That is the approach to the first principle. Even though you can explain about the first principle like the great philosopher, you cannot help people. You may be a scholar, but you cannot help people.
What do you mean when you say help people? What kind of help do you mean? Define
Yeah. That is a good question. If you know what is help, then you will know how you help people. How is it? That's a difficult question. But you may understand. How do you feel when you are helped by people? Help people, I say, but strictly speaking, to save sentient beings, to save others, to save me, to the perfect understanding of the problem of birth and death. The true meaning of our life. How you help people. After knowing many things, you come to this conclusion. So unless you don't have good understanding and good experience of human life, the meaning of life, you cannot help people. I say help people, but save people. Why we say save people is they are in suffering. the anicca's problem. Some other questions? Question? Hi. You can say so. It is possible to say so, because we are always involved in small mind. But big mind, without knowing what is big mind, it is suffering. But if you know what is big mind, then even though your life is continuous practice or continuous small-minded practice, and you feel it, of course, but it will be quite different from usual suffering you may have. But right now, right now you understood what I'm saying. Maybe for the first time I use this kind of statement, continuous practice, continuous small-minded practice. So, it looks like in our practice there is no true joy or something like that. But if you know what is big mind, yesterday, was it yesterday? I think so. Yeah. When you hear the bird, you will find the mountain calmer than before. That kind of thing. Continuous hearing of the bird in the deep mind. Is a practice. If you understand what I mean, background is calmness of the deep, deep mountain. And you hear the bird. Yes. And for the deep, remote mountain, bird is not. Bird cannot disturb the mountain. But you hear the bird. Before you hear, as if bird is disturbing the calmness of the mind, that is usual thing you have. if small problem happens to your life, you will be very much, you know, discouraged or disturbed. But if you know the vastness of the Greek mind, a Buddha mind, you know, that kind of problem is not problem, but you see the problem. There is a difference. Feeling will feel, accept the problem. Do you understand? So, anyway, you must have some feeling about, if possible, you must have even a glance of the deep mind. And on the other hand, you should be faithful to things happen in your life. Then you will not be disturbed by the problem you have. And you will be encouraged. Your practice will be encouraged. Practice to appreciate the big mind will be encouraged. Okay. Some question? It's already too late. No question? Will you please say it again?
If I am playing after the teaching and teaching by Eastern, is that
God's
guidance?
Yeah, it is. More bad. again, you know, when you realize it. As Buddha said, I found out the carpenter who is making a house. Do you understand? What does it mean? What does it mean? I found out the carpenter who is making a house. Who found out the carpenter who is making a house? Who found out someone picking up a small piece of apple? Who found out someone eating apples? Buddha found out the carpenter who is building a house. Did you understand? To feel in that way is good, but I cannot say to eat, you know, after while you are cutting is good, but I agree with you, but you know, on the other hand, you should know that who found that. This mind found out. Buddha found out. That, oh, you are. So you can be wrong. Buddha is still alive in your mind. Still healthy. Maybe always healthy. So, that is. I cannot say bad practice. But I'm not, again, you know, I'm not encouraging you to eat apple. But this is the point, you know, something I want you to be very careful when you listen to my lecture, and I say, that is good, you know, that you have a you know, big mind always to see your thoughts is good. But sometimes I just say, that is good, that is not bad practice, I may say, briefly. Instead of explaining, you know, carefully in that way. So you may think, it is okay for us to eat, you know, in the kitchen while we are cooking. As many people do, it is okay. You know. Before, he said, it is not okay, but this time he said, okay. So, I want you to be very careful. because it takes time if I explain. I think in such way. Hi. That is just adding. It doesn't make sense.
In
your, there could be any rules like that. You can create for 1 or 2 days, you can. But not. If you work in teaching, you should be. If that will last 1 hour or 2 hours. But that is not, cannot be good. You know, when you say so, that is already, you know, idea of absolute. In the realm of absolute, there is no rule. There could, cannot be any rule. You see? There is confusion. You confuse absolute and second. Do you understand?
No.
You see? No. When we talk about things as it is, you know, like a scientist, that is the rules which belongs to, it is observation of the first principle. And when we accept our human nature and how to apply, how to have more organized life as a human being, you know, that rule is for just for human beings, not for trees or water or some chemical happening, but just for human beings. Which is for pleasure. That is secondary rule. The rules for human beings. So you shouldn't talk like you are like a cat or dog. You are worse than cat or dog. Do you understand? Yeah. When you start insulting, you know? Yeah, that kind of life is not just, that's just bubbles. The tentative bubble, which cannot just, when our rules, our way of life is not based on our human nature, it doesn't trust. You know. As long as you are young, it is maybe okay. But everyone is grown. And the world is changing day by day. And we cannot exist. Unless we know our human nature. I'm not, you know, I have no special, you know, superimposed idea. That is what I'm talking. You know, I'm not forcing on you anything, just to understand what is human being, what is things as it is. You see? That is the point of my talk. If we do not have so many students at Sasara, we don't have to read, don't have to have rules like this. As we must, you know, practice our way with many people here, so we must have some rules. Okay? Rules is not something which we create, which some special person creates for sake of Buddhism or for sake of Zen or for sake of the leader you have. But something which we need, that is rule. So we can change if it is not. Right. So we are improving our rules. Maybe we are spending too much time in discussion about our rules. I think it's that way. But still, I appreciate your effort to establish some rules for us. You try to be very fair to everyone. So, on the other hand, our rules become more and more strict, you know, because you spend so much time in establishing your rules. After establishing some rules, you cannot, you know, change it so soon. That is the nature of the nature of teachers. Buddha didn't establish teachers. Disciples established teachers. If someone ran away from the monastery, Buddha said, "You shouldn't and another is on the temple of Christ while you are listening lecture." That is one piece of they are very good students. There's no rule. No rule is necessary. But students make so many rules. That is, you know. Projected, you know, rules. Projected human nature. So we need it. Not Buddha, or not universe, or not past whether we lift up, vanish from the universe. It is not this problem. It is okay for the universe. If we want to protect this earth, maybe we should study more about how planets are going. Then, you know, maybe if our planet will last longer. That kind of study is, our study. Before, I don't know why, you do not like rules. There must be some reason why you don't like it. But here, I don't think so, because it is you who are creating rules, not me. Buddhist rules is not that fast. So, that is why you have to have good understanding of the first principle comparing to the second principle, human principle, human rule. Then, you will find out why we have to have this kind of practice, the meaning of practice. Okay? Five more minutes.
You
should rely on your spiritual practice. Before you rule, break rule, why don't you follow the rule? That is fine. After breaking rule, it is too late to discuss about it, because it belongs to the past. So, it can't be helped. Why don't you try not break rules again? That is the point. So to reflect upon what you have done is not so good way, not so good idea. Why even to think about what you are doing right now is not so good, too. You are still relying on rules. When I came to San Francisco, I have no rules for you to observe. I sit and practice Zazen and recite sutra when I wanted to. Even came. Don't worry. one after another they come. And as we are so many, we have so many people now, I must have known that all. So it is too soon to worry about it. Buddha will take care of everything. And if Buddhist rule is good, it will help. This is why I became angry, you know. To see someone who talk about Japanese way or Buddhist way. Actually, if you don't want Buddhist way, you know, why don't you have some other way? No. I think Buddhist way is pretty good because they from after Buddha's time, Buddha's idea of Buddha's teaching is way of life. And the rules belong to human being, not Buddha. Buddha has the first principle, but human being has second principle for themselves. So this kind of understanding is, you know, very suitable. Idea of rules. So I want you to be very sincere with yourself about your future too. You shouldn't depend on anything. Only thing you can depend on is your Zazen practice. Without saying anything, if you practice every day, then you will have students. You will have strength. Then you may need some rules. What time do you start that or something like that? That is enough. You don't have to worry about so many rules. Which we need at the time. Okay? So, I want each student to practice our Zazen wherever you are. That will be the best help for the people. When some things happen, then case by case, you should think about it better. You will find out how to help people, especially when you have experience or practice at the time. It will be a great, great help for you. When you have your friends, your students depend on Tassahara too much. So all the confusion comes from that point, because you depend on Tassahara too much. Buddha said, you know, without depending on yourself, how is it possible to depend on something else? Or only thing you can depend on is you yourself. That is very true. Only when you can depend on yourself, you will be very kind. Something flowing over, you know, from you will help people without trying to help people. If you depend on something special, then nothing will come out from you. If people ask questions, read this. If someone asks you what to do, oh, we have rules here, so why don't you do it? In that way, you cannot. You will not have any friends. To me, you are trying to do something. Always try to do so. Whenever you ask me questions, I give you that. You may be. Try to establish something like the Sahara. I have no idea, but I have no such idea for you to establish anything like this. If the Sahara practice is good enough to be a good example of other groups, maybe they may follow us. But we should not have any idea of to be a good example of others. Anyway, we should make our best. That's all. It cannot be more than that. If it is more than that, the Sahara is involved in wrong practice. It is not Buddhist practice. Tomorrow, you can't. Tomorrow is hot, huh? Not one thousand. Thank you very much.